Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another episode within our series titled Islamic Manners. And in today's topic, inshallah, we will be speaking about the virtues of patience. Before commencing our program today, let us start with a virtue of reciting Durood-e Pak. It is mentioned by the King of Medina, the last and final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever sends peace and blessings upon me on Friday, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, the topic of patience is one which is prevalent in all eras and all times, because the life that we live is a combination of both times of affluation, times of happiness, and times of sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala educates the believers in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Mulk, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created death and life in order to test you, to see which of you has the best of deeds. And Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Here, my dear viewers, the purpose of our life, the purpose of this life has been established, that we have been created to perform good deeds and to also compete with one another, to perform the best of deeds. In another place of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the believers. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 155, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informs us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger, and with some deficiency of wealth, lives and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. So in this verse, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us regarding some fear that we will go through. And fear has different aspects. Fear of harm or loss of wealth, fear of harm or loss of a life, fear of falling ill, fear of enemy, fear of natural disasters and calamities. There are numerous situations where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests his bondsman with fear. Whether the bondsman chooses to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or does he become heedless of Allah Almighty, this is the test upon the believer. So my dear viewers, it is taught to us in the Holy Quran that in the form of blessings, it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believer to be grateful. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows us with any virtue, it is the haqq upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather it is the haqq of Allah Almighty, that the believers are grateful, they express shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can this be done? This can be done in various forms, via one's tongue, by expressing Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah Almighty. We can also express gratitude to Allah via our limbs, our body parts, where we are utilizing our organs of the body in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our eyes, we are utilizing them in those actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by looking at the Holy Quran, looking at the blessed face of our parents with an expression of kindness and mercy. We also look towards the blessed books of the Ahadith Kiram. We look at the faces of the ulama. So here, my dear viewers, expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also be in the form of body parts as well. Now, in the form of tests and difficulties, it is a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be patient. meaning it is the right of the human, the servants of Allah, that if any calamity befalls us, we express patience and we do not complain in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, there is a discussion amongst the ulama which highlights to us that there are actually three types of patience. There are three levels to patience. They mention that the lowest level of patience is when a calamity befalls a person and he remains patient upon that. He doesn't complain in the court of Allah Almighty. This is considered as the lowest level of patience. When we move to the secondary stage or the medium level of patience, it is patience upon a good deed. Now what does this mean? That a person, he performs good deeds and he remains patient and steadfast, resolute on performing those actions. He doesn't become tired, he doesn't complain that I have to perform good deeds, but rather a believer begins a good deed and then he remains steadfast and resolute throughout his life. Because what happens, my dear viewers, is that with the temptation of the nafs tries its utmost to make it difficult for the servant of Allah to remain steadfast in performing good deeds. Because when you perform a good deed, it takes energy out of you, it takes effort. And this upon the nafs is burdensome. It is heavy upon our ego. This is why there is a huge reward for those believers who are consistent in their acts of worship. So we pray to Allah Almighty to also grant us this level of patience where we are consistent in performing our good deeds. And the highest level of patience mentioned by the ulama is patience on abstaining from sin. So a person lives throughout his life, he may have at first fallen into certain sins, but then with righteous company, he sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sought Allah Almighty's forgiveness, he repented. Now the test upon the servant of Allah is that he does not go back towards that sin, but rather he, throughout his life, he abstains from those sins that he was once upon. This is the highest level of patience as mentioned by the scholars of deen. So in summary, patience has different levels. Patience when a calamity strikes, patience upon good deeds where we are steadfast in performing good deeds, and the highest level, patience in abstaining from sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be patient solely for His pleasure and obtain the innumerable reward that Allah Almighty has kept ready for His believers. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, this term in Islam, sabr, patience, what does this actually entail? And how important is this quality in the life of a believer? It is stated, whoever possesses sabr, he possesses a huge blessing and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he highlights the significance and the importance of patience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and whoever remains patient, Allah Almighty will make him patient. Allah Almighty will facilitate for him, will make it easy for him to be patient when one has the mindset to be patient. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one has been given a greater blessing and more vast than patience. This shows to us, my dear viewers, how great patience is, that it expands the heart and mind of an individual. He doesn't take things at the forefront, but rather he thinks about his rights with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't just take revenge and he doesn't just take his anger out on people, but he reflects over his state with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he bears patience over the difficulty, over the test and the tribulation that is befalling him. And this is the quality as Muslims that we need to adopt as well. My dear viewers, the ulama of the deen tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned sabr, patience, more than 70 times in the Holy Quran. And the numerous ranks and goodness that have been attributed to it have also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Now just going through a few verses of the Holy Quran which highlight the significance and the virtues of being patient. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the previous nations, He spoke about one quality that was within them that granted them that status of leadership and power within society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in verse 24 of Surah As-Sajda. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when they, the Bani Israel, observed patience, we made some amongst them as leaders, giving guidance by our command, and they would believe in our verses. Now, my dear viewers, the scholars of Islam educate us that when collectively a nation adopts patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the entire nation, the entire community, elevation. And when an individual, ek fard, when one person adopts patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates him in status and maqam. If we just look at this example from the life of the beautiful and noble grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Shaheed Karbala, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his community, the people who are part of the qafila of Karbala, when they adopted patience, everyone witnessed the elevation of these sacred personalities. Their maqam in that time and now until the Day of Judgment, there are praises sung of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and the participants who were present in this time of Karbala. So my dear viewers, we learn from this that being patient has immense reward. The patience that we undergo in our life does not go unnoticed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of the difficulties and tribulations that we are going through. But turn back to Allah, my dear viewers. This is the message of the Quran. This is also the guidance that we learn in the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That when any difficulty came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would direct his blessed tawajjuh and attention towards salah, towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also shows to us the power of salah, the power that is within prayer, that we, when we perform our salah, my dear viewers, what happens is we render all of our tasks, we hand over our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We place our forehead before Allah Almighty and we have trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with our matters in the best manner. And we remain patient and we are expressing forbearance and tolerance in those difficult times. Another verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala educates the believers in relation to the virtues of the patient ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in the Holy Quran, Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 10. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. It is the patient ones who will receive their reward in full without measure. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, the scholars of Islam tell us that on the Day of Judgment, the amount of reward for good deeds will vary according to that good deed. For example, some will be rewarded 10 times, 70 times, 700 times, and even more than that. However, as cited in Tafsir Khazin, the door to the city of knowledge, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, every good deed of the one who performs the good deed will be weighed except for those who are amongst the patient ones, for they will be rewarded without measure. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, from this verse of the Holy Quran and statement of the fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, we should attain inspiration from these verses and these statements that if we are patient today, the difficulty that has befallen us today is only with us for a short period of time, maximum until the life of this world. And after this, we will forget about that difficulty. When we will inshallah see the gardens of paradise and the virtues that Allah Almighty has kept ready for the patient believers, then we will wish that we endured more hardship in this world, because the reward is that which is immeasurable. There is no limit to the reward given to the patient ones. May Allah Almighty strengthen our iman and enable us to be patient if any calamity does befall us. Another verse of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the believers. And in this verse, it is a means of strengthening our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we go through difficulty in this life, many people think that they are alone, that nobody is with them, that they are going through this difficulty and they have nobody by their side. But my dear viewers, the Quran teaches us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah Almighty is with those who are patient. Meaning Allah Almighty's help and support is with the patient people. Allah Almighty has never said He is with the impatient. Rather, Allah Almighty's help, His support is only with those who are patient. Meaning not with those who are impatient. Those who remain firm and resolute in their tests, they turn back to Allah, they don't lament, they don't scream out in pain, they don't complain when faced with a difficulty. But rather, they are patient in those difficult times. It is a very difficult thing to do, my dear viewers, but this is why the reward is immense. And similarly, if we look at the life of those personalities who we hold in high regard, like the noble prophets of Allah, alayhimus salatu wasalam, like the honorable sahaba-i kiram, alayhim ridwan, like the blessed and pure prophetic household, the noble Ahle Bayt, alayhim ridwan, the awliya-i uzzam, the righteous people, my dear viewers, they all had this one quality of being patient. Whenever difficulty befell them, they always turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sought victory through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they never lost hope. This is the message for all Muslims of all times. No matter what difficulty is befalling you, just remember that the difficulty is temporary and Allah Almighty's help and support is always with you. This is why whenever we go through difficulty, instead of going here and there, first coming to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the ulama tell us, one should try to give sadaqah and charity. Because any bala, any calamity that befalls you, the sadaqah intercepts that calamity from reaching you. And if that calamity does befall you, then Allah Almighty has guided the believers that it is the right of Allah that the believers are patient when they are going through any difficult time. So my dear viewers, this topic today on the virtues of patience, I hope has enlightened us on how a believer should conduct the affairs of his life. Remember, life is that journey that fluctuates from times of happiness and times of sadness. So we have to thank Allah in our times of happiness and also remain patient in our times of difficulty. Rather, the awliya-i kiram are those personalities who would be grateful to Allah in both circumstances. When they were faced with a difficulty, they would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they were going through times of affluency and happiness, they would also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the status and the mindset of the righteous people. They knew that this time that we are going through the difficulty will not last forever. Nothing lasts forever in this dunya. It is our good deeds that will remain with us. If we keep this mindset, insha'Allah azza wa jalla, this will be a means of us obtaining innumerable, immense reward. Such reward which will have no limit for us prepared in the afterlife. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that whenever any calamity befalls us, we are patient and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have instead of complaining of what we don't have. May Allah Almighty bless each and every one of us and allow us to remain resolute on patience so that we are pleasing our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may we not do and commit any of those actions that will bring about Allah's displeasure. Until our next episode, my dear viewers, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Islamic